Australia. How you going? That's right, man. It's NBA Australia. It's Monday, November 26th. I am your host, James Clemens. I'm a writer for Rolling Stone, Triple J Junkie, Red Bull Mag, and whoever else wants to pay me that sweet, sweet money. And I'm here in Larry Armour Studios, a new and improved working on an NBA Australia Larry Armour Studios. Sorry if there's a little bit of echo. We're working on that. Anyway, we're here letting you know who's doing what, where they're doing it, why they're doing it, who's doing it better than Lonzo Ball in the NBA today as we wrap up after every day of the NBA. Just while repping Straya a little bit, mate. It's what we do. All right, we've got a huge post-Thanksgiving weekend to wrap up for you and some odd Dwight Howard news to take in. So that's going to be all covered with the usual dumbassery. If that's not a knife, old mate, no mates, spud of the night, and better than Lonzo Ball. And of course, there's Yeah Nah and Outback Takehouse, where we're serving up some flame grilled takes. So it's going to be great. And because it's Monday, we've also got Dickhead of the Weekend, a new Andrew Gaze Grey Mamba Award for Outstanding Achievement in the Field of Excellence. And then we're going to finish up by previewing and picking all the games for tomorrow and close out with a new Deli review. And it sounds like Deli's been at the old Netflix again. All right, let's get to it. NBA's back. This is NBA Story Episode 190. Let's go.
This is David Anderson. You're listening to NBA Australia.
Watch out for the Shaq attack.
Ah, oh, you better. Ah, well, I guess you better watch out for the attack of the Twitter rumor mill if you're Dwight Howard. So we're going to start the day. How we start every day here in NBA Australia with the daily clip around. And look, Dwight Howard, huh? So this popped off on Twitter. What was it, Sunday night? You know, allegedly Dwight going to like weird sort of, you know, bizarre-ish circumstances where a trans person is like yelling about Dwight on Twitter and alleging that they're being threatened with bodily harm and that their life's in danger because of a relationship they may or may not have with Dwight. And allegedly it seems like Dwight started a relationship with a trans person, did the same with another trans person. The first one found out, lost their mind, sent all this Twitter stuff. And then Dwight's church pastor was harassing and threatening the first trans person to sign an NDA. And then when they didn't, started threatening them. So this was all a weird, bizarre Twitter thing. Who knows how true it is? And at the same time, I kind of don't care. It was pretty funny though. Calling him a 6'11" bottom and Magic Johnson 2.0 with amnesia was pretty great. Not bad, but otherwise, true or not, Dwight can do what the fuck he wants. So, and really, who knows about the veracity of them and who really cares? All right, moving on to the what do we do on Mondays? We talk about the weekend winners and the weekend losers, don't we? So let's do that right bloody now.
Oh my God. I won! I won! Recapping our day's top story, the winner of today's state lottery is me, Kent Brockman.
I love it. So weekend winners, we had the Cavs. They beat two contenders. They beat the Sixers and the Rockets on a back-to-back. I'm not sure why, but they did, so that's a winning kind of thing. Kevin Durant and the Warriors winning both over the Blazers and the Kings, putting up a big line, quieting everyone for a second. Is the coward? Good on you, the coward, Kevin Durant. And the other weekend winners, the Nugs, getting on a bit of a roll, even with out the Joker smashing out there for them. So good on you, Nugs. Bit of a weekend winner for you. What about the weekend losers, though? Oh, it's the weekend losers.
We're not losers.
No, you two are winners, big winners. When I grow up, I want to marry a big winner like you guys.
Shut up.
Loser.
So the weekend losers, the Pelicans. The Pelicans, all of a sudden, lost to the Knicks and the Wizards. Ugh, gross. The Blazers, also weekend losers, lost to the Warriors and the Clips. I mean, we're contenders, though. Trust me, no, we're good. Well, you should beat the Warriors and the Clips then, shouldn't you, Blazers? Come on, mate. The Cavs, we mentioned them were weekend winners. Also, losers. What are you doing winning games? Also, same goes for the Knicks. But James, they won three straight games. That's the point. What are you doing, Knicks? You're meant to be losing and, like, surrounding Kristaps with as much goddamn talent as you can. You don't do that by winning. Dwight Howard, I mean, it's wild how quick people are to jump on his shit, true or no, you know? So it's a bit of a weekend loser. And the East, proved to be a bit of a weekend loser. The West has 14 teams with at least 9 wins. The East has only 8. That's brutal. East teams have 6 of the 7 worst net ratings. Top West teams are sort of sitting there all in a big clump, but the East is just like bizarrely crap. Well, not so much bad as just clumped towards the bottom. And yeah, so courtesy of Kevin O'Connor, some of those stats was pretty great. Weird, the East, you kind of losers. We all knew that though. West Coast is the best coast. All right, let's get into the wraps from the weekend. Saturday, we had 14 games. Every team, apart from Sacramento and Dallas, playing on Saturday. Brooklyn lost to Minnesota. We had Cat versus Fro. That was pretty wild. I'll talk about some of that a little bit later. Memphis lost to the Clippers. Houston and Detroit in their home-and-home series. Detroit won that one, 116-111. Boston beat Atlanta. The Pelicans lost to the Knicks, as mentioned. Cleveland? That's right, Stephen A. Smith. They went out there and beat Philly, which is absolutely wild. Washington, they lost to Toronto. San Antonio beat Indy. Miami went into Chicago, and Richo had 27. Hey, Richo! Charlotte lost in OKC, 109-104. Rusty had 30 points, 12 rebounds, 8 assists. Smashed it. Speaking of smashing, Milwaukee and Phoenix. Greek smashed. He had 35 points, 10 rebounds. Phoenix still won, though, 116-114. That is bloody wild. Blow-dry Bledsoe against his old team. Only 9 shots for a 12-7. Tough, mate. Tough. Orlando, they lost to Denver, 112-87. Portland, as mentioned, lost to Golden State. And the Lakers beat Utah. Then on Sunday, every team would have been in a back-to-back apart from Dallas and Sacramento. Remember that? So Houston lose to Cleveland. That's right. That team there.
Cleveland.
Unbelievable. New Orleans lost to Washington, which is absolutely wild, as mentioned at the top. Chicago lost to Minnesota in Minnesota in the Tibbs Bowl. Real shame there. You'd think that Tibbs had sort of, cut his old team a little bit of slack. That's not how Tibbs goes. Come on, mate. Denver, 105, beat OKC in OKC, 98. Boston lost to Dallas in Dallas, 113-104. San Antonio went into Milwaukee, or here it's Algonquin for the good land, and lost 134-129. Wild game. And our boy, Kane Pittman, shouts to Kane. We don't do shouts on this goddamn podcast. Props to Kane for getting popped. That was great. Giannis had 34-18-8 in that game. Unbelievable. Sacramento lost to Golden State, 117-116. That was also wild. And then today, what do we have? We had the Magic beating the Lakers, which is awesome. The Lakers have gone 7-2 in their last 9 games. Only losses have been to Orlando. Somehow LeBron just can't beat the Magic. It's just like it's 2009 all over again. Lakers, LeBron had 24-7-4. Kuz had 21. Magic, Vooch had 31-15 and 7 assists, which is wild. T-Ross had the game sealer, finished with 16. He's been great this year on the DL, just tell you that much. Air Gordo had 17 points, one of the nicest reverse jams. You'll double pump reverse jam. Also, a missed dunk where he hung on the rim and tried to grab the ball as it caromed away. Yeah, it turns out you can't do that. For the Magic, they're young dudes. Johnny Isaac and Mo Bamba. Not getting enough run. I want to see some more of those guys. So the Lake Show, they fall to 11-8, and Magic a 10-10. Wild. Suns go to Detroit. Pistons win 118-107. Detroit finally went on a 15-3 run in the fourth quarter. And Andre Drummond had 19-16. Blake Griffin had 16 points, 11 assists. Reggie Jackson had 19 points and 8 assists as well. For Phoenix, Devo Booker had 37, and DeAndre Ayton had a season-high 25 points with 13 rebounds. Crushing it. TJ Warren didn't get a chance to score those TJ Warren points because he was ejected in the second quarter because he was like basically arguing an offensive foul because he's a mad dog. Suns, they dropped to 4-15. Pistons are 10-7. Wild. Atlanta beat Charlotte. Oh, unbelievable. Where Kemba versus Trey, 124-123. This is wild. Atlanta had lost 10 games straight going into this. Unbelievable. Kemba, he's the second leading scorer in the NBA. He hit a jumper to put Charlotte up by 1 with 48 seconds left. You're like, oh, they're going to win it. Then he turned it over on the next possession. Shot 7 of 23 for 22 points. Brutal. Malik Monk had a career high 26 and hit 7 3-pointers. Marvin Williams there added, 13 rebounds, had 20 points as well. But for Atlanta, it was John Collins with the block on Kemba, basically. Oh, no, Malik, yeah. To seal it, that was awesome. 23 points. Yeah, it was Kemba. Yeah, the runner in the lane, just as time expired, Collins got up there and blocked it. It was wild. Yeah, 23-11. Trae Young had 18 points, 5 assists. Taurine, the Red Bull Prince, had 16 points. And DeAndre Bembry, 14. Baze Gaze had 20 points. He hit the go-ahead bucket for Atlanta as well. Which is a really good one too. Good job, Baze Gaze. Looking good. Charlotte fall to 9-10. Atlanta move up to 4-16, finally. Philly won in Brooklyn, 127-125. Simo and Philly have had their problems in Brooklyn. I think there's something like a weird, bizarre, like, Brooklyn are like 9-4. Basically, ever since they moved to Barclays as well. Massive fourth quarter from the Sixers, though. Outscored Brooklyn by 15. Came back from 20 down to win this. Nets are up 13 with about a bit over 4 minutes left as well. For the Nets, D'Angelo. We had 38 points, 8 rebounds, 8 assists. His best game as a Net. Spencer Dinwiddie had 31 points and 5 assists. And go the Throw Allen at 17 and 10. For the Sixers, though, it was old Jimmy Butts hitting the game-winning 3. We'll talk about that in a second. He ended up with 34 points, 12 rebounds, 4 steals. Crushing it. Embiid backed him up pretty handily as well. 32 points, 12 rebounds, 4 assists, and an amazing self alley-oop off the backboard. That was unreal. Big Simo, Ben Simmons, 13 points, 9 assists, 5 rebounds, 3 steals. Looked awesome at times, not great at other times though. And Landry Shamit, he had 16 points, 4 of 4 from 3 in 19 minutes. Crushed it. Nets, they fall to 8-13. Sixers of 14-8. Ooh, not bad. Miami, they go to Toronto and lose 125-115. Raptors win their fifth straight. D-Wade scored a season-high 35 off the bench, the most ever by a Miami bench player, and joined, I believe, Eddie Johnson as the only person aged over 35 or 36 to score that many off the bench. Absolutely wild. Richo had 19 as well. Bam! Adebayo had 16 points and a career-high 21 rebounds. But the Heat, wow, they just lost for the 7th time in 9 games. Toronto, Kawhi Leonard had 29 points and 10 rebounds. And after going 421 games without a tech foul, Kawhi picked up his first ever regular season tech foul. He argued a wild call, like non-call, on his drive to the bucket in the third. Clear foul too, so anyway. Kyle Lowry had 12 points and 10 assists. Jonas, my name is Jonas Valanciunas, had 17 and 10. And Pascal Siakam had 21 points, too shy of his career high. Miami, oh geez, just dropping it, man. Not looking good either. It's like pretty wild how inconsistent they've been, but they sort of just, they don't look like they've got that top end talent, and they just don't. They're 7-12, and Toronto, 17-4, unreal. New York, they beat the Memphis Grizzlies 98-103. Memphis, Marc Gasol had basically, you know, pretty good game against his old coach, the coach he killed. That's right, Marc Gasol, the coach killer, had 27 points against Fizz. Mike Conley had 23 and 11. Triple J, Jaren Jackson Jr. had 16 points, 6 rebounds, 3 assists, and 7 blocks, which tied a franchise record for a Grizzlies rook. The Knicks, Enes the Penis Kanter, had a career-high 26 rebounds and scored 21 points. He also led a bit of a rally in that third quarter that got them back in it from 13 points down. Tim Hardaway, the lesser, had 22 and 17 for Manny Moutier as well, as Fizz got a bit of revenge on his old team. Memphis, they moved to 12-7. The Knicks randomly just winning games out there, 7-14. Utah beat Sacramento in Sacramento, 133-112. Utah needed to win a game, and they did, winning handily without playing with Donovan Mitchell in this one too. Maybe he's been the problem, mate. Sacramento, Bogdanovich out there crushing at 20 points in his first start of the season. Mavi Bags there. He had 18 points and 6 rebounds. Heald and Diaz were a bit quiet. Same with Big Willie. Harry Giles off the bench had 10 points, 8 rebounds, 6 assists, 4 steals, and 2 blocks. Filling up the stat sheet, mate. For Utah, there was 27-7-5 for Ricky Tikitata Rubio. 18-15 for Rudy Gobert. I'm the Staffel Tower. Jingle smashed it. We'll talk about him in the Australian player rap. 14 edge for Crowder and Burks as well. Utah finally get one on the board. They are now 9-11. The Kings are 10-10, which is awesome. And finally, the Clippers beat Portland today, 104-100. This was tasty. A lot of brick threes in this one. They combined to shoot 13 of 63. Gross! Brutal. Entering tonight, teams to shoot 20% or worse from beyond the arc were 0-17 on the road this year. So the Clippers winning in Portland while shooting 5 of 25 is the first time that's happened this year. Good on you. For the Blazers, what was it, 34 for Dame on 27 shots? Not bad. CJ, though, 18 points on 8 of 21 shooting. Gross. Myers Leonard, 9 points and 16 rebounds, which is wild. And Evan Turner, the villain, at 17-5-2. For the Clips, 34-11 for Tobias the Never Nude Harris. Shea Gildas-Alexander at 12-4-2. 17 for the Rooster, Danilo Gallinari. Montrezl Harrell at 14-10 as well. So the Clips, after being the West leaders, are now in sixth. They're 12-8, so it's a tough one right there. For the Clips, man, they are your West leading LA Clippers at 13-6. That is absolutely wild. So, after all that, after all the weekend wrap, who was the NBA Australia Approved Performance of the Weekend?
That's not a knife. That's a knife.
Oh, that was a knife, Jimmy Butts. Jimmy Butler, 0.4 seconds left, hits the huge game-winning three over the Nets in Brooklyn. That was a dagger of, like, all proportions. Philly, 20 points down. He just comes out and goes, oh, got this game. Yeah, no worries, bloke. Oh, I'll nail this. What do you reckon? From almost the exact same spot, he buried the game winner against Charlotte the previous week. Yeah, seems like it's pretty good to have Jimmy Butler on your team if you're Philly. Good stuff. What about old mate no mates?
Old mate no mates.
Who's got no mates today? Dwight Howard, I'd say. That everyone delighted in roasting the guy is pretty much testament to how folks feel about him, right? You know, true or no, Jesus, dude got roasted. So yeah, old mate, no mates, tough one. What about Spud of the Weekend, though?
Spud of the night.
Ah, Spud of the Weekend, Alan Crabb, 0 points, 0 of 4 shooting, 0 of 3 from 3 in 25 minutes. I'm not sure if that's actually worth $19 million a year. But anyway, Andrew Wiggins, though, oh, Jesus. In Minnesota's game, went 0 of 12 from the field. 0 of 12 for 0 points. He missed all 4 of his threes. He had 1 rebound, 1 assist, and 1 turnover in 29 minutes. Wiggins said after the game, it's always tough to miss shots. Yeah, no shit, Wiggo, you dickhead. Covington as well in the same game. He finished with 4 points on 1 of 18 shooting. What a pair of spuds. That's enough for Danny Frawley's backyard. 6 rebounds, 1 assist, 3 steals for Covington. But according to Elias Sports Bureau, Covington and Wiggins had the lowest combined field goal percentage in a game with a minimum of 25 attempts for two starters since 1970-71, the first season when starters were tracked. That is unbelievable. 1 of 30 they combined to shoot. What a pair of spuds. Jesus. You could find them going out near... out on the other side of Ballarat, near Mount Warren Heap, right there. All right, what about the panting of the weekend? Oh, Fizdale beating the Grizz was pretty nice. I like that he went out there and went, oh, you fired me? You think the JB Bickerstaff is a better coach than me? Fuck you guys. Bam! 103-98, take that for data. Unreal. What a panting by the jilted former Grizz coach. That was awesome. Good on him. And he was all class after. He's like, hey, man, I love this place. I love the team. I love these guys. And I love my guys now. They really came out there and fought for me. I'm like, Fizdale's probably my favorite. I love him. All right, what about better than Lonzo Ball for today, though?
Lonzo was the best player in high school. He was the best player in college. You think you'll get to the pros and be like, I made it to the pros. Now I can be average. You're coming for everybody.
That's right. Coming for everybody if you're Lonzo. And if everybody is being come for with 9 points and 10 rebounds with 2 assists in both his games on the weekend, then I guess you're being come for. Trae Young at 5-2 versus Boston. Ball, Jesus. 18-5 versus Charlotte. So the old better than Trae Young / Lonzo Ball this weekend wasn't very hard. Luka Doncic hitting 15-8 and pulling some moves out here. Yes. Roasting Kyrie for a dirty big three was pretty amazing. DeAndre Ayton at 17-7-3 and dropped in another one. The Sex Man, Colin Sexton, at 23-29 in his two games over the weekend. And even Landry Shamwow with his 16. All better than Trae Young and Lonzo. And Triple J, Jaren Jackson Jr., as mentioned, 7 blocks in a game with 16 points, 6 rebounds, and 3 assists. That is unreal. Absolutely unreal. And then finally, a last segment for today. Well, you know, until we get into the nuts and guts of this, Dickhead of the Weekend.
Dickhead of the Weekend.
Kawaii. I heard about it. It's just funny to me because, you know, I don't know if he's talking about last year or not, but I guess when you stop playing, they forget how you lead. Other than that, it doesn't matter. I'm here with the Raptors. My focus is on the season and not what's going on the other side. So this is Kawhi in response to Popovich, his former coach there in San Antonio. Pop said that Kawhi's a great player, but he wasn't a leader or anything. And he went on to say Manu and Patty were the leaders. Kawhi's talent will always be missed, but that leadership wasn't his deal at that time. That may come as he progresses, but Manu and Patty filled that role last year, and LaMarcus came a long way in that regard also. So Kawhi then turning around saying, I heard about it. It's just funny to me because, you know, I don't know if he's talking about last year or not. But I guess when you stop playing, I guess when you're injured and can't play, they forget how you lead. Yeah, maybe Kawhi, when you decide to not play for the San Antonio Spurs, that might not be seen as leadership. Just saying, you are our dickhead of the weekend. All right, we'll be back in a second with Yeah Nas and some other really, trust me, fun stuff.
Hi, this is Ryan Brockoff, and you're listening to NBA Australia.
All right, we're back. It's time for Yeah Nah, where we take a bunch of NBA storylines, decide whether they're more yeah or more nah. Number one, do you actually believe, after both of them said it, that David Fizdale and Marc Gasol are cool? Yeah, nah. Nah, no fucking way. Gasol basically got fucking Fizdale fired, knifed him in the back, as if Fizdale's like, oh yeah, I'm pretty chill with that guy now. You know, we're asking about each other's families. That definitely seemed like the thing where you run into somebody that you're kind of like, oh, I used to work with this guy. It's like, oh yeah, how's the family? And they're like, yeah, good. Yours? You're like, oh yeah, not bad. And then you go your separate ways. Yeah, they're not cool. Fuck off. Number two, are the Kings in a better place than they were 2 years ago when basically Vlade was like, well, if they're not in a better place in 2 years, I'll step down. Yeah, nah, yeah, they're fucking 10-10. They're crushing it. Good job, Kings. Good job, Vlade. Just on the edge of the playoff race, crushing it. That's much better than 2 years ago. Is Jimmy Butt's success in the clutch proof that he'll help the Sixers in the long run here in Philly? Yeah, nah. Yeah, I mean, it doesn't fucking hurt when he's out there winning games for you when you got Big Simo who can't shoot a jump shot and Joel Embiid is not really shooting great from three. To throw Jimmy Butler out there and go, him just going, all right, fuck it, I'll take the shot. That's awesome. Man, Philly, got to feel good about that right now. And then finally, this is going to lead into the unpopular opinion of the day and Outback Takehouse. Do you believe the Dwight stuff? I mean, yeah, nah. Doesn't really fucking matter because it's the unpopular opinion of the day. Let's do it. Look at me, look at me, look at me. It's the unpopular opinion of the day. I'm not really fussed about what Dwight does. I'm more like the fact that you got like, what, seven kids to like a bunch of different ladies is, you know, up to you. Good on you. As long as you're looking after him, thumbs up, Dwight. That's awesome. We all get that you're kind of like a bit of a weird shithead. Just sort of around the locker room and just kind of a weird cat in general. But you're well within your rights to do whatever you want with whoever you want, as long as you're not hurting anybody else. So that's all good. It's not hurting anybody else that seems to be the weird problem here, because like threatening someone for not taking your hush money seems like a bit of a bigger problem. And not at all cool. I mean, but the rest of it, whatevs. And that leads us into Outback Takehouse. Come on in to Outback. It's Monday at Outback, and that means 4-for-1 Foster's Oil Drum Cans, because you need to get shit-faced to deal with the fact that it's Monday. And today's flame grill take is, if Dwight Howard likes women, dudes, trans men or women, loves the D or not, I don't fucking care. Just stop being a fucking dickhead, you weirdo. And like, you know, maybe people won't pile on. But your sexual preference is none of my fucking business. So good on you, mate. You do you. All right, we'll be back in a second with Australian Player Watch. Right after, let's say, this one.
Oh, kia ora, Bruce. This is Stephen Adams, eh, Brew? And you're listening to NBA Stream, eh? Cheer, Brew.
All right, we're back. It's time for the Australian Player Watch. Had some massive games from the Australians on the weekend. It was pretty classic, actually. Big Simo, Ben Simmons, Friday against Cleveland. In the loss, 22 points, 10 assists, 4 rebounds. Went 10 of 12 from the field, though. Still couldn't get him over the top. Sunday in the win against the Nets, though, 13 points, 9 assists, 5 rebounds, 3 steals and 2 blocks. Filling up the stat sheet was Big Simo. Nice one. No update on Jonah Bolden. Be looking for that, was it, starting next week, I reckon, with the bit of an update on his leg. Jingling Joe Ingles, Friday in the loss versus the Lakers. He had 16 points, 8 rebounds, 5 assists, went 2 of 4 from 3. Sunday in the win over Sacramento, he had 18 points, 6 assists, 1 rebound, 2 steals, and another 2 of 4 from 3. That's more like the jingler we know, throwing in 16 or 18 points and being a dead eye from 3. Crushing it. Dante Exum, Kangaroo Kobe, though, not a great weekend for him against the Lakers. 19 minutes, only had 2 points, 2 rebounds, 2 assists, and a steal. And then on Sunday, in that win over Sacramento, he had 20 minutes, only 4 points, 1 rebound, 1 assist, a block, and 2 steals. Not too bad, though. King Deli of Maribara, first of his name, Smash Routines, got out there Friday in the loss to Phoenix. 0 points in his 7 minutes, 2 assists, though. Saturday in the win over the Spurs, he had 10 in 10 minutes. He had 5 points, 2 of 2 from the field, 1 of 1 from 3 for King Deli to go with 3 assists and a rebound, crushing it. Look, Coach Buds, when he gets out there, you know he produces. Kung Fu Thon. In the Friday loss to Phoenix, he had 2 points, 2 assists and a rebound. And Saturday in the win over the Spurs, he was crucial. 5 points, 4 rebounds, 1 assist and a steal, getting out there, drilling threes. Was King with Kung Fu Thon. Patty Mills on Friday in the win over Indy, he had 15 points, 2 assists and a rebound, was very good. And then in the Saturday loss at Milwaukee, 9 points, 3 assists, 2 rebounds. I hear Milwaukee. Milwaukee is Algonquin for the good land. Good weekend for Patty, though, crushing it. Aaron Bangers Baines also had himself a cracking weekend. In the Friday win over Atlanta, he had a season-high 16 points to go with 9 rebounds, 4 assists and a block. And in the Saturday loss to Dallas, he had 4 points, 9 rebounds, 1 assist. 2 games of 9 rebounds, back-to-back. And finally, Ryan Rowdy Brockoff didn't get on the floor for Dallas' game against Boston. So that's another DMP CD. All right, let's get through to my favorite thing that we do on a Monday. Oh, you know I love it. And who doesn't love it? It's the Andrew Gray's Grey Mamba Award. It's the first and you won the Andrew Gray's Grey Mamba Award. It's the Andrew Gaze Grey Mamba Award for Outstanding Achievement in the Field of Excellence, and this goes to the coward Kevin Durant. We spent last week bashing him, and then on the weekend he turned it on, scored 32 points, had 8 rebounds, 7 assists against Portland, and then backed that up with 44 against Sacramento, along with 13 rebounds, 7 assists, and 2 blocks. Shot 13-26 in that game. Just a couple of hell of a massive game. Couple of massive games, as it were. Good job, Kevin Durant. That was Andrew Gaze-esque and absolutely smashing, mate. Look, you might be a coward. You might have been our dickhead of the week last week as well. But look, coming out there and just dropping 76 points in 2 games, not bloody bad, mate. Not bloody bad. That's how you get into our good books. All right, let's get into the Patty Mills Game Day Baller, Game Day Twitter check-in, and the game previews right after. Which one? Let's do this one.
G'day, this is PDX Pete. When I'm not sipping on IPAs or throwing down voodoo donuts, I'm tuning in to NBA Australia. Fuck yeah.
G'day, this is Thon McCurr, and you're listening to NBA Australia. Right, we're back with the Patty Mills Game Day Baller Game Day Twitter check-in slash inspiration board, but no Patty tweets today. We do, however, have a Dally tweet, where Dally tweeted out the best Christmas tree ornament of all. Christmas tree emoji. And you know just how much of a legend Deli is, because the ornament is of Avo on toast. Oh, fucking bang, Deli! Awesome. Awesome tweet. Great stuff, Deli. That is inspiring in the extreme. Love me some Avo on toast. All right, let's get through to our game previews. Game previews. For Tuesday, we've got 7 games. What do you reckon about that, Inadvertent Bane?
I would like it more if Larry Armour Studios wasn't so echoey.
Tell me about it, bro. Tuesday, 7 games, as mentioned. Milwaukee, here it's Algonquin for the good land. They're playing Charlotte. Charlotte looking a little bit wobbly. Bucks looking good. So I think I'll take Milwaukee. Let's have a look at the live odds and make some choices based on what we can see on the internet. So Milwaukee, Charlotte. 4.5 point underdogs at home. I think I'll take Milwaukee. Milwaukee are smashing teams at the moment. Minnesota go to Cleveland. Ah, oh, Cleveland, what you do, mate. Mini, you should take care of business, you'd expect, right? They're 6-point favorites. I'll take Minnesota. Cleveland will just fall apart. They're a rabble. Speaking of rabbles, Houston go to visit the Wizards. Wow. What do you reckon? Is Nene going to go with Houston on this and go, ah, what's going on, dickheads? Remember me? I was your center for ages. Hey, fuck off. Houston, 3-point favorites. I'll take Houston, -3. Perfect. San Antonio at Chicago. Spurs need a win, and they're 3-7 in the last 10. The Bulls are whack. But I'll take the Bulls +6.5. I think the Spurs will win that, though. Boston at New Orleans. This is tasty. How much do you reckon this is the Celtics like going, oh, gee, hey, Del Demps, look how good Jaylen Brown and Terry Rozier are, like just parading him out in front of him. Just going, how about you take these guys for Anthony Davis and a bunch of these picks? What do you reckon? Whee! Maybe. I don't know. If New Orleans keep going up and down like they are this year, Jesus, I don't know. Celtics are 1-point underdogs. I'll take the Pelicans. Boston are playing like dog shit at the moment, so yeah, easy decision. Pacers go to Utah. Utah are 5-point favorites. Maybe no Victor Oladipo. Still sitting with his knee. I'll take Utah -5. I think they might get a little bit back on track after they win against Sacramento. Actually, no, it's a back-to-back. I'll take Indy +5. They might not win, but they might keep it close. And then finally, Orlando at Golden State. Can the Magic be stopped? I mean, probably, but maybe not. On a back-to-back, though, I'll take the Warriors -7.5 as it's listed. So there you go. Not bloody bad, mate. Not bloody bad. And you know what? We'll wrap all those games up tomorrow when we're back. Oh, yes. We'll have the studio sounding a little bit better by tomorrow as well. Like, this is literally moved in over the weekend. I'm ruined. I've got a bit of a cold as well, so apologies for sounding like shit and a little bit echoey, but we'll get that all fixed up for you tomorrow. So in the meantime, make sure you're following NBA Australia on Twitter, Facey, all that sort of stuff. We'll be all back in on top of it during the games. We only got our internet hooked up this morning, so see how we go. Check us a rating and review on iTunes, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, whatever podcast app you use to listen to NBA Australia. That'd be sick. Huge thanks to From Oslo for the intro and outro music, but go check out the new band House Hats. They are the best band in Australia right now. Their new single, I've Been Broken, is an absolute perler, and it's what you hear behind Yeah Nah every day here on NBA Australia. So hit them, hit up House Hats, I've Been Broken. Absolute rip snorter. Also, big thanks to Fascinator, Ramshackle Army, iOS, X Jedi, Green, and Dozers for all the tunes you hear throughout NBA Australia. Give them all a smash on Bandcamp or Facey, whatever floats your boat. And remember, NBA Australia supports Australian bands. And that is it. Stick around for a brand new Deli review as Deli reviews The Outlaw King. That's right. Deli's been watching Netflix, apparently. And we'll catch you tomorrow, you dickheads. How good's this? This is NBA Australia saying, later, horizon! Oi, 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 how the fuck are you? It's old mate Deli over here. Just swinging by from a weekly pop culture review on NBA Australia, eh? So, like, and this week's going to be a bit of a ripper, I reckon. I'll tell ya. Haven't had much time for watching movies on the, or the, like, the tally or whatever, because I've been busy playing and, you know, getting out there, running around. Even played some frozen golf. Went and bought a Christmas tree with the missus and shit. So, like, oh, I'll tell you what. Been crushing on the court, though, with my best mate Thon. Old Kung Fu Thon out there, just dropping threes while Deli's out there stealing balls, handing off assists and shit. Fucking smashing it, mate. So, look, I'll tell you what as well, getting a bit of run out there. It's about bloody time. Like, that coach Spuds of ours has finally realised that I'm, like, the best defensive point guard in the NBA. So, I've gotten a bit of run, which is pretty special. But also, like, I've been playing some golf up here. How good is it playing fucking golf in the bloody snow, mate? I reckon the only time your old mate Deli got like a bit of golfing in the snow was when we were on the Maryborough Links and my best mate back home, Plugger, was just doing loads of rack on the back nine. It's fucking funny as, mate. Like, it was at least until he beat the shit out of that one guy, you reckon, looked at him funny. Oh, Jesus, Plugger. Loose unit, I'll tell ya. Anyway, so me and the missus did, after we bought that Chrissy tree and we decked it all out with me Avo on Toast ornament and shit. Oh, it's a great ornament, that one. We got to sit down after that and we, I better chuck on a movie, eh? And she's like, oh, whatever you reckon, Deli, that's no problems. And I'm like, oh, what do you reckon about this one where it's like the Captain Kirk cunt and he's like Scottish and shit in that new Netflix movie? And she's like, whatever you reckon, dickhead. So I put on the Outlaw King, which, to be fair, should also be your old mate Deli's new nickname. Like, I'm a bit of an outlaw, and they reckon I'm the fucking King of Maribor, so there you go, mate. So anyway, like, this Captain Kirk cunt, Chris Pine or whatever, he's like the fucker from Braveheart who bottles it and gets Mel Gibson killed, right? Robert the Bruce or whatever. And then he keeps fighting the Poms like he was Booney at the top of the order in the late 80s and into the 90s, right? So, and he's all like, oh, all my shit's fucked up. Oh, fuck those English cunts, eh? And then they kill a bunch of his mates and he's like, who the fuck are these bad guys? Let's fuck them up. And one of them's like that Stannis fucker from Game of Thrones and he's like a mean bastard, I'll tell you that much. So, like, it's really full on brutal movie and shit with lots of bloodshed and fucking dudes up, which your old mate Deli fully endorses, eh? Like, I mean, the missus wasn't on board as much, but it was sick as, mate. Like, lots of action, couple of boobs, fucking dudes getting fucking stabbed full on and shit, and away we go. It's fucking awesome. So, Outlaw King on Netflix gets about 17 out of 10 Deli ones. So, on you, your Captain Kirk cunt, Chris Pine or whatever. So, that was sick as. All right, that's it for me for this week. I'll catch you next week on NBA Australia. Later, cunts. Deli out.